7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's fall, and it's a great time to get out in the yard. Take advantage of the weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful through most of the country, and even Texas, they're celebrating, even though it's raining, because they wanted a good soaking rain, and they're getting it, and they are really, really thrilled. Florida, it's raining, but the rest of the country is in pretty good shape, so that you can enjoy this great three-day holiday with Columbus Day being on Monday. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like to get more information about gardening, go to my website. The website is Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, .com. You can sign up for our email newsletter. It's free. It comes out every single Thursday. And if you click on it now and you haven't received it, there is a list of all of the trees that have colorful foliage. So we have the name of the tree, the color of the leaf, so that when you're driving around town, you'll know what trees are what. And it will help you to plan your property if you wanted to plant some trees and you wanted specific colors. There is also a story about berries. Berries that stay on your plants during the winter months. Pyracantha, barberry, privet hedges, cotone aster, and a lot more. So go to the website. We can print each article separately. You sign up for it, and you'll get it every single Thursday, and there's no cost to you. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Maureen from Mass with a question about evergreens.
Maureen, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. I called you a couple of years ago. You gave me some great advice on pruning some witch hazel. So that worked out good. So I'm back again. I have some gray owl juniper. I planted them, I'd say, between 5 and 10 years ago in an area that I was just trying to get filled in. So I let them kind of do whatever they wanted. But now I think I'd like to contain them a little bit. And is it too late to do any pruning on them now? I'm reading kind of conflicting stories.
Okay. If you want to do a major pruning, I would wait until spring. The reason is, if you prune it now, you're going to look at that plant that you have basically, you know, pruned pretty hard or even butchered in some places from now until May. And it's going to look rough. If you can wait until May, and prune it at that point, and then feed them with some Holytone or Dr. Earth acid-loving plant fertilizer. When the buds break, they'll make the new growth, and that appearance of you whacking that plant back severely will only be for a short period of time. The other thing is, if you prune it back heavy now, some of the buds that are on the plant are sheltered by the foliage. And if they're exposed to the wind and sun and the cold, some of those may die. So I would wait until either late March or April. I mean, this is something that you can do early in the year, you know, before you plant annuals, before you clean up your perennial bed. This is something that you can get out on a nice day in March. You want to get outside, get some yard work done, get out your pruners and start to give them a little bit of a haircut to control the size and the height of the plant.
Now, would I do a third like you do for other pruning where you don't want to go too severe?
Yeah, you can do a third of the foliage. Now, not a third of the plant. So if you've got a plant that, let's say, is 4 feet tall and you have 2 feet of foliage and 2 feet of stem, if you can only remove a third to half of the existing foliage. So if you've got 2 feet of branches, you can take a foot off. And that will stimulate the side buds, and that will work real well. And then feed it, of course. If you want to do a little of selective pruning now and use it to decorate whiskey barrels or your window boxes for the Christmas holidays, that's fine. But to do a major pruning now, you may end up with more problems, and then you end up with big holes, and they will probably never fill in again. So wait until March, feed it, and then you'll be in great shape. Good question. Thank you. And very, very timely. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Tessa from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Good morning, Tessa. How can we help you out today? Hi, Tessa. Okay, who's up next?
Phone lines are actually open.
Okay, we have some open lines so that if you have any questions, you give us a call right now. The number is 800-259-9231, and will help you to solve some of those problems. Or if you're looking for some ideas, fall is a great time of the year to plant, and I mean a great time. The ground is warm, we're getting more moisture, and the best part, a lot of the nurseries are having sales, 30%, 40%, 50%. So take advantage of the sales. Buy the flowering crab that you always wanted, the dogwood that you always wanted, rhododendrons, azaleas. But this is a great time to plant for the fall season. Also want to tell you, we are planning a trip in May to the Chelsea, England Flower Show. Now, this is the number one out of all the flower shows in the world. This is the number one flower show. It's only for 5 days. 2 days of the flower show are for the British government and for royalty. The other three are for the general public. So we have to buy our tickets way in advance to be able to get into the show. And they limit the number of people who can go to the show every single day so that it's not a massive push of people. That way you can enjoy it. We're going to be visiting several gardens that are run by the British Horticultural Society. We're going to see Stonehenge. We have a tour of London plan and a lot more. So check out the website, paulparent.com. Click on the Chelsea Flower Show. Or you can call today or tomorrow, 800-322-9481 for more information. That's 800-322-9481. And it's going to be limited. So don't wait and be disappointed. Call now. There's nobody in the office. They'll take your message and they'll give you a call on Monday morning and fill you in, or you can give them a call then. But if you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on the Chelsea England Flower Show, you'll see all of the hotels, all of the gardens, and we have built links from the garden to our computer so that you can actually see what the garden will look like when we go in May. And these are beautiful, beautiful gardens. So it's the Chelsea Flower Show, May 22 to the 30th. And it's something that I think you will really, really enjoy. Also, we're spending 2 nights in Plymouth, England. Plymouth, England is where the Pilgrims started their voyage to America. Wouldn't it be nice to see where it all began?
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jocelyn from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Jocelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Jocelyn. Jocelyn, you there? Okay. Who do we have up next then? The phones next. Are really acting up strange this morning.
Next up, we've got Kathleen from Iowa with a question about evergreens. I'm sorry, Illinois.
Good. Kathleen, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Lord. Nice to speak with you. I have a problem I've noticed in the last, well, maybe about 2 weeks in northern Illinois near the Wisconsin border. We've had pretty hot, dry summer, and we have some spruce. Both my neighbor that adjoins my property and me, between us, I suppose we've got about 7 spruce bordering us. And they've looked healthy all summer, even though it was dry. I kept watering the roots, you know, and I don't know if that was the right thing, but they looked fine. And then all of a sudden, they're getting awfully funky yellow and dropping leaves and getting branchy looking, and they're okay. Older ones. And I talked to someone yesterday who's in the tree farm business, and he said, well, when they get to be about 20, 25 years, just chop them down. Is that true?
Oh, no. What I want you to do is this. Take a sheet of white paper, and I want you to take that sheet of white paper and put it near the tips of your branches where you have nice green or blue-green healthy foliage. And I want you to tap the foliage to see if you can shake something free that will fall on the white paper. So, again, a sheet of white paper underneath the branch. Tap the branch with your hand. And you should see little black pieces of dirt that will fall on the white paper. Okay? Pull the paper out, put it down, and look at it. It sounds to me like you may have something called a mite. And the mite will look like a little dot the size of, if you took a ballpoint pen and you tapped the paper or a pencil, and you just tapped the paper. So, look at that dirt. See if it moves. And if it does move, then you have something called mite. Either spider mite or red spider mite. Now, what you need to do is this. There's no systemic product that you can put in the ground that will go all the way up to the top of the tree at this point. And this insect is sucking the energy out of your plant, like a hypodermic needle, just pulling as much food as it can out of that plant. That insect also, the hotter the temperature is outside, the faster they can multiply. And the best way to kill them, and you need to kill them now, because they're laying eggs now for next year, is you want to get a what's called horticultural oil or all-season oil, either one of those two. Go down to your garden center, go down to a feed and grain store, and you get horticultural oil or all-season oil. And you can buy from them a bottle sprayer that you attach to the end of your garden hose that uses the pressure from your hose to shoot the product into the tree. And they do make a bottle sprayer for trees that will get up 25 feet. You would put the product in according to the directions, and you would soak the tree until it drips. And I would wait a week, I would do it again, and then in May, definitely spray it in May, again in June, and again in July. This is not something to mess around, because if you do, because they multiply so fast, they will kill the tree. And if you want to feed them now also. Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paula from New Hampshire with a question about her butternut squash.
Hey, Paula, good morning. What's happening with the butternut squash?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I really have two questions. One concerns unripe butternut squash. It grew beautifully, and then the cold came, and I had a lot of little squashes that grew to be about 5 to 6 inches, but they aren't fully ripened on the vine. Will they ripen with time?
They should ripen with time, because I've seen them in the supermarkets and some of the farm stands where you've had little ones. The thing that you want to do is they will ripen when the stem that's attached from the vine to the butternut begins to turn brown. So if it's still green, it's still growing, and it's still making flesh. But as your days get shorter and your temperatures get cooler, even though they're little, they will stop growing and they will ripen. Now, what I've done in the past, like you, I hate to throw it away. And so what I'll do is, the squash that have a brown stem, when I pick them, I save those for the winter. The ones that have a green stem, that you have no choice because the vine has died on it. I'll peel those and cook and eat those now because they won't last. They won't winter. But if you eat them early, they still have some pretty good taste to them. So, you know, keep them alive as long as you can. If they call for a frost, try and cover the squash and some of the foliage with an old sheet or a blanket or a tarp or something like that to try and give them a few more days. You could also use a liquid food, a water-soluble, like Miracle-Gro, to kind of push them. But, you know, it is October 9th, and time is getting short for those of us that live in the Northeast to have plants grow. But we could have a nice October. They could grow another 2 inches and do very, very well. But again, if when you pick them, the stems are brown, that will keep for the winter. If the stems are green, eat them, and that way they won't fall apart while in storage. Good question. I like it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Maine with a question about Wajani. I can't pronounce this name at all.
Well, I will let Anne tell us. Anne, good morning. How can we help you out today? Yep, I think we got a bad line there, Tom.
All right, well, then how about John from Mass with a question about hydrangeas?
Good morning, John. How can we help you with your hydrangeas today?
Yes, I'd like to know, I have to move my hydrangea because I don't have enough room. When should I move it? And after I move it, do I cut that at any time?
Okay. First of all, John, what color is the hydrangea? Blue or white or pink or?
Blue.
It's a blue
one. Bluish
pink. Bluish pink. Okay. The best time to move that will be during April, March or April of next year. Hydrangeas, especially the blue or the pink, if you try and move them in the fall of the year, they will not have enough time to get fully established. And what will happen is some of your branches will die back. And as the branches die back, you lose flower buds. They'll come back from the root the following spring, but the plant will be half the size. If you can wait until late March or during April or even early May, but do it before the foliage begins to develop on the plant. And if it's going to be too hard for you to handle, then I would cut it back anywhere from 50 to 30%. I think 30% would be okay. So if your plant is 4 feet tall, take off 12 to 18 inches of growth all the way around just to make it easier for the plant to readapt to being dug out of the ground, and it will get itself established a lot quicker. The white hydrangea is different. It's much hardier. And the white hydrangea can be moved in the fall with much, much better results. Anything that loses its foliage. But you have to say to yourself, it's October, and you're cutting a lot of the roots. So will the plant have enough time to replace all of the missing roots? If you buy it from a nursery, it comes in a container. And in that container, all the roots are there, and you're not losing any of those. So you give that a try. But for me, I would wait until late March or during April for the best results. Thank you. Hey, Tom. Good morning. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ed from New Hampshire with a question about roses.
Ed, good morning. How can we help you with the roses today?
Good morning, Paul. Got a question for you regarding knockouts. I heard people talking about you giving some advice on regular roses. I've got a number of knockout roses that all of a sudden got very leggy. They seem to have gotten a real growth spurt over the last month. Question is basically, do I treat knockout roses the same way I would treat any other rose, you know, like environmentally, culturally feeding, and those that kind of a scenario?
Yeah, you really would. See, the problem with roses in the Northeast, and this would be from like New Jersey north, if you lived in the middle part of the country, if you were in Illinois, if you were in South Dakota, if you were in Colorado, so the top third of the United States roughly has the same climate, give or take a little bit. And what happens is, some years you could have roses in bloom until Thanksgiving or even later.
Yeah, that's the case now for me.
Yeah, and some years, by Halloween, it's all done. So if you prune a rose now and the weather stays nice until Thanksgiving, where you made that cut, the plant will have time to make a scab to seal where you made the cut. If by Halloween it gets really cold, the plant loses its foliage and goes dormant, it cannot create a scab on the end of the branch, sealing it. If the branch is not sealed on the end, during the winter, when the wind blows across your property and there's no snow cover, it will pull moisture out of the stem of your rose bush. The stem will slowly dry out and begin to die. And you may have a plant that, let's say, is a foot tall, and come spring, you've lost 6 inches of new growth, and now your plant is really, really in tough shape. So the top third of the United States, leave the rose bushes alone in the fall of the year, and the time to prune is when the baseball season starts for real. Not when they're in spring training in Florida or in Arizona, but when they go back and they play in your local ballpark for real. That's when you prune your roses. Okay? So, if you live in New England, if we still have Red Sox left by spring, then that's when we would prune them. But not until then. And no food. The other thing that would help roses a great deal, especially newly planted this year, if you can put 3 to 6 inches of bark mulch or compost or even soil right on top of your plant, create an igloo-shaped mound. You don't have to cover all the branches, but the very center of the plant, where the stem comes out of the ground, build an igloo-shaped mound 3 to 6 inches high to protect the graft, to protect the union, to protect those shoots from the winter. What happens is the mound that you have created will freeze and thaw, but the soil stays frozen. So the roots are not stretching and relaxing, stretching and relaxing. And it's really, really important that you do that, okay? So no food, no pruning, bark mulch. In Maine, where I live, I do it around Thanksgiving because there's still flowers on mine now, even though we've had some cold weather. And they should bloom until at least Thanksgiving, again, depending on the weather. Tom, who's next?
Next, we've got Gus from Mass with a question about Bruce Spruce.
Good morning, Gus. How can we help you with your tree today?
Good morning, Paul. The situation is I've enclosed my driveway and with a fence, and the blue spruce I have is kind of close to that, and I'd like to move it about 3 to 5 feet away. Is this a proper time to do that, or should I wait till later in the season?
I would wait until later in the season. The reason is a blue spruce is an evergreen plant. And if you dig the plant now, you're going to cut some of the roots, which means that some of the tips of the branches will no longer have a root to pick up moisture to keep it solid during the winter. And what could happen is, by you digging them, cutting the root system, putting them in a location where there's a lot of wind and cold with the winter coming, if we get no snow cover or very little snow cover, when the wind blows across your yard in the winter, the air is very, very dry, and it will pull it from your evergreen plant. If it was forsythia that loses its foliage, no problem. But anything that stays evergreen, do not move them in the fall.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the callers. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Marlene from Rhode Island with a question about shrubs.
Marlene, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I am planning to buy shrubs and want to know what kind does not draw bees of any kind. I have very bad allergies from them.
Okay. Now, first of all, is it going to be in a sunny area or a shady area?
Half and half.
Okay, shade in the morning or the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Shade in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then probably your best bet would be to go with plants that are designed for the shade. A sunny plant really needs to have the afternoon sun to really flower for you. So in your situation, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, holly. Those four, for example, will do very, very well in a shady situation. And azaleas are in bloom at a time of the year where you're not spending a lot of time in your yard because it's cool out. And the bee activity early in the spring is not that much. Rhododendrons bloom in June, and you get some bees on them, but not a heck of a lot. Holly are in bloom in May, and the flowers are tiny, and they're not really something that draws a lot of bumblebees to them. If you want summer flowering shrubs, you're going to be more likely to have insects on them. A good summer flowering shrub for the shade that will not draw insects is called a carrier. K-E-R-R-I-A. Golden yellow, and it will bloom when the forsythia is done blooming. And then, again, for the shaded type area, which you have, is a family called viburnum. V-I-B-U-R-N-U-M, viburnum. And some of them will actually give you fruit as well as flowers. And bee activity in the shade is less than in the sun. So that will give you a few ideas. And talk with the people at the nursery, and they can show you those plants and others. But remember, in the shade, bees are not as active as in the sun. Okay, Tom, I think we get one more. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from New Hampshire with a question about garlic.
Carol, how can we help you with the garlic today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. So nice talking to you. I have a quick question. I'd like to plant some garlic, and how do I do it? And also, I have some irises, and they're still green. All the greenery is still hasn't turned color. Shall I cut it down now, or shall I wait till another frost?
Okay. On your iris, you can cut them back now. You can cut them back by as much as 50%. On your garlic, you can still plant garlic. I planted garlic last year, the middle to the end of October, because where I bought it, it was delayed coming in, and it was darn close to November when I planted it. But you need to buy seed garlic. So check with Fine Grain Stores, Agway, Blue Seal. Some of the garden centers also carry it. And you don't want to buy the garlic that comes in a cardboard box, because a garlic from a cardboard box has been treated to prevent the bulb from sprouting while it's being held in storage to be sold. If you have a farmer's market near you, they'll be selling fresh garlic. You pull the individual cloves apart, just the outside whorl. Push it in the ground 2 inches deep, 3 to 4 inches apart, and they will grow, and they'll come out of the ground between now and Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, you will have beautiful garlic. I did it last year, and I have the best garlic that you've ever had. There's nothing like fresh homemade. Have a great week.